is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners last week inquired with the general manager of Camplex, Jeff Esposito, if he might have a timeline on when the contract with the International Pathfinder Camperee will be signed for their events scheduled for 2024. The Camperee promises to bring some 50,000 plus visitors to Gillette from 100 countries across the world. Esposito says that work on a draft contract is in progress. The spring snowstorm earlier in the week brought less precipitation than expected. Gillette recorded only 1.5 inches of snow on Tuesday, amounting to only 0.18 of an inch of precipitation. The weather should warm up, perhaps to the mid-40s over the weekend, but snow is also predicted, with cold overnight temperatures, which will make for a chilly Easter Sunday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Law enforcement continues to look for Wendy Kaufman, a Gillette woman charged in U.S. District Court for running a meth distribution ring out of the city. According to the news record, a warrant has been issued for her arrest. Kaufman is also on the Campbell County Most Wanted list for probation revocation on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Kaufman faces a sentence of 10 years to life in prison and up to a $10 million fine. Be on the lookout for scammers. A man claiming to be a former Gillette police officer called a woman asking for $3,000 on Tuesday. Officers were able to contact the man on the phone. He became upset and hung up, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The man's identity is unknown. The woman said he had asked for payment for a fine for failing to appear in court on a civil subpoena. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.